we came out and had a really good couple of days of practice at this point, and been really proud of the way our guys have responded. Disappointed in the outcome, but really more disappointed in the process that led to the outcome last Saturday at Colorado State. Give those guys credit, but our inability to finish, and that's something that we've been preaching here since the day I walked in the door here. It's all about the finish, and we'll continue to preach that. But you tell a lot about someone when adversity hits, and we had both success and adversity the other night. We didn't handle either one of them very well, so we'll move forward with that. It's all about how we respond, and our guys have been very proud of them. They care, they hurt. And they've responded really well over the last couple of days, and would not expect anything different today at practice, and then getting ready to go for Saturday against a very improved and the best North Texas team that I've seen, and I've been playing them each of the last 3 years. So, but I'm proud of the way our guys responded. With that, I'll open up.
First up, we have Tom Murphy, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Yeah, it's the North Texas deal. You were there in the Metroplex and maybe kind of saw them building up close. I wonder what you thought of the job Seth's done the last couple of years. And is their offense, do you see any similarities by what you want to do to what they're doing right now?
Well, Tom, first of all, with Seth and I have gone way back from his time being coordinator at North Carolina and our interaction there. And just a great young offensive mind that's very bright, does a great job of preparing his players. And, when he came into North Texas, he's basically built that program from the ground floor up and has done a fabulous job of recruiting and also just evaluating of talent. When you look at Mason Fine, the quarterback that he has right now, and this is a young man that's as talented and throws the ball extremely well. But the coach has done a great job, very well respected in this profession. And, similarities offensively, yeah, there are. There's some similarities. They're definitely going to get the ball out of the quarterback's hand really quick. They're a lot of the quick game, the crossing routes. There's some similarities.
Okay, and it's the weekly kind of personnel check. Who amongst the group of like Greenlaw, Ramsey, O'Grady, Gerald, do you feel good about maybe being able to play on Saturday?
Well, right now we're still day to day with Dre Greenlaw. It was a little bit more promising yesterday. Randy Ramsey worked out yesterday. We anticipate him being able to play. We'll see how today goes. Dorian Gerald will be very questionable right now. Colton Jackson, we're anticipating Colton to possibly get in there and be able to play a few series and to see how it goes. He got in yesterday full speed and full contact and did a great job. Just trying to get his legs back up underneath him. That's the biggest challenge for Colton right now. But it was good to see him in there. He actually got in some scout team work.
And I forgot Shane Clinton. Do you think he'll be able?
I do, yes. Shane was back full speed yesterday as well.
Okay, thank you.
Actually, yesterday was our very first day since I've been here that we had 10 scholarship offensive linemen to be able to go through to have practice and be able to have that rotation, which was really encouraging and exciting to see.
Yep, I hear you. Thanks. Next, we have Nate Allen, Nate Allen Sports.
Chad, just looking at the fourth quarter, do you feel
it's
more physical or mental
that's
got to be corrected
going into
this game?
Well, I think really, Nate, just to be honest with you about it, I think the ability to handle success, that was probably one of the biggest things that we had things going our way and just the ability to stay focused, to stay in the moment and just to keep saying and doing what we keep saying over and over and over. It's about the little things. It's about the ability when you have someone down to be able to put them away. And it's more mental than it is anything physical right now. And so just having a complete mindset, and that's from a staff standpoint, that's from a player standpoint, and And, you know, believe me, that's something that we talk about every day. We talk about right before the start of the fourth quarters. I call all the team members up. And as we, you know, obviously we've got to continue to address it again with the staff yesterday and different approaches that if we see anything that's taking our focus off the moment there in that fourth quarter when you have a lead, that we all are on point, have to address it and keep them locked in.
And also, just how do you feel if Noah Gatling has to start again just about his play?
I'm really excited about Noah, and he's going to have a great future here. Obviously, a true freshman that is going to make mistakes. He made mistakes the other night. That's going to come with playing any freshman at any position. But there's going to be some good that's come out of it. He's getting some valuable game experience that will only pay off in the future. And if he has to start this Saturday out, man, he'll be better than he was last Saturday.
Thank you.
Next is Bob Holt in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Chad, how you doing?
Doing well.
You alluded to the issues you guys have had to deal with on the old line, really going back to the start of practice. How do you think everybody's dealt with that, whether it's the players, you guys, you know, Dustin? How do you think everybody's handled that?
I think everybody's handled it as good as you possibly could, Bob. They understand that, look, there's some things we can't control, and that was one of them. And so the only thing we can control is how we respond. And I think Coach Fry's done a fabulous job of cross-training guys to try to maximize the depth that we did have. I've been very pleased with that. I think the players have handled it incredible with an Austin Capps and Deion Malone saying, you know, Coach, whatever I need to do to help and being able to make that transition over from the defense to the offensive side of the ball, they recognize it. They see it. You know, you got your walk-ons, Tyler Hall and Audrey Horn, and have done a great job of coming in there and helping out, and especially when you're trying to get guys reps but yet not overdo them. Those guys have been able to come in. So it's been a collective effort. I've been very pleased with their attitude of it.
And, you know, fans, sometimes they don't handle losses real well. I know in this day and age, coaches probably have to be pretty engaged on social media. After a loss like that, I mean, do you read emails or look at tweets or things like that, or do you just kind of stay away from all that? How do you handle something like that?
No, you know, Bob, one thing I do, I can control what I can control, and that's the pulse of this football team, and that's, you know, I wish I could say that I was going to sit here and go undefeated my entire career here, but you know, unfortunately, it's not going to happen now. We know that. And so what do? You pull yourself back up, and as I've mentioned from the day I got here, the only way you fail is if you don't get back up. And that's our message to this football team is we got to get back up. It doesn't matter what's being said on the outside. It's what's on the inside here. And one loss isn't going to define this team. It's not going to define this season. But how we respond to this one learning opportunity will define this football team in this season.
Coach, we'll wrap you up with Brett Vito at the Denton Record Chronicle.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Hey, Brett.
Hey, just a quick question here. Now, of course, you played North Texas the last couple of years. Does that give you any kind of insight or advantage as you go into another game against them with a new team?
Well, I don't know if it does so much that, just outside of knowing their personnel. You know, you play everybody in your conference each year, too. So it's just more of us, you know, we know their personnel. We're familiar with their schemes. But at the end of the day, you know, this is a new team, and they've got a veteran team, and they're a little different than what they were a year ago and some of the things they're trying to do, and everybody has a new wrinkle each week, and so it's, you know, outside of just the personnel of us seeing them from a coaching standpoint, that we're able to come in and talk a little bit more to our players about understanding the type of personnel that we're going to go against. It's really not it's at this point you focus more on yourself early in the season and try to improve your team.
Oh, that's good.
Uh-huh.
Coach, thanks for your time.
You bet. Thank you.